I've got one of the best commutes in the city. I don't know why. It's 25 minutes any time of the day. Any time of the day. And I know you find that interesting, but it hasn't taken me. The longest it's taken me to get home was probably 35 minutes, 35, 40 minutes.
Wow, so you work in the city?
I work just north of 75, 85, where it splits.
Exactly, I have no idea what it means to be an engineer. So what exactly do you do, a mechanical engineer?
Well, I work for an electrical contractor, so absolutely zero with mechanical engineering. But basically, we do the electrical installations for anything from a data center installation build out. For example, we just bid a job with SIBA Vision to install their power distribution and their low voltage or the computer cabling for a data center for them. We do some work out at General Mills where we do the installations of their process equipment, get the power, control, and instrumentation to it. And basically, I just manage the projects from a cost standpoint, a schedule standpoint, and a quality to make sure that those three things, and safety, that all four of those things are met, all the standards for the company are met.
Different than what you were kind of trained in college to do?
Yeah, much different, because I took my two classes in electrical engineering and ran like hell. I didn't want to have any part of electrical. No part of it. And here I am.
Did you ever take any liberal arts classes in college?
Just the required history and English classes, you know, standard freshman, sophomore year classes, besides Spanish. I mean, that's the other kind of liberal arts. Didn't take any economics, business, history. Again, it comes back to that reading and writing thing.
All right. I guess that's probably a good school to be scientifically inclined.
The Naval Academy is, out of the three service academies, it's the most technical in its discipline, just because of what the Navy does. The Army is... military academy at West Point is very liberal arts oriented, very history, English, political science, things along those lines, because that's more what the Army has to deal with. I mean, their technology isn't quite, they don't need the same level of technology that, say, the Navy or the Air Force does. And then the Air Force is kind of in the middle, the Air Force Academy, as far as the emphasis placed on engineering or the hard sciences.
And you said you met your wife when you were in college. Mm-hmm.
Her brother was 3 years younger than me, and I was a senior, the team captain, and he was just a freshman. And she would come down and watch him play because it wasn't but two and a half hours.
Ah.
So.
After
yeah.
And you played tennis all through college.
All through college.
Any other sports?
No, didn't have time. With studying and all the other stuff.
Either on tennis courts or whatever.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's see. I think what I'm going to have you do really quickly is read these cards.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you read through them three times.
Okay.
I'm going to show them to you. You can read them off, and then I'm going to shuffle them.
Okay.
And then have you read them again. Shuffle them and do that three times.
Okay.
And hopefully they're all, not set up. All right, and just do your best. If some of these look strange.
Okay. Yeah. Bet. Had. Tech. Hood. Talk. Bit. Took. Put. Hoot. Bait. Beat, hod, hode, duke, toke, tick, hate, heed.